On Sunday, New Jersey, did you kind of get sucked into playing that Devils game and playing it in their building where, well, as it turned out, it gets down to who gets the final goal and who breaks a 1-1 tie, and they get it.
Yeah, neither team, we had the chances, 11 chances for us. 13 for us, 11 for them. That's the way they play. It's tough to get out of the checking, and you just seem to end up playing in that type of game. You know, I didn't think we were bad. But as I watch the tape, I'll have to readjust my thing because I thought we were sloppy. Defensively, although we didn't give up many chances, we gave up some pretty good chances when they did have some. So, we still have a chance to win. I thought our second period was really good. Third period was just okay. As I watch the tape, I didn't like it.
Again, does it go with this time of the year? And this team last year, when it was going down the stretch, was just winning and winning and winning. So there was excitement for every game. And this year it's not different. You've talked for weeks about, you know, your battle as a coach to try to get them geared up for each and every game.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And I've been very honest about that. I think athletes should be ready to play all the time. It's being a professional. And really, for the most part, our team has done that. I can bang the drum about being professional, this, that, the other thing. But there always is, when you're not playing for something and you know you're done and you're not going to be in the playoffs, there's always a little bit of a check down mentally in athletes. And that's what I fight. That's what they're fighting. Again, I don't want to paint this as we've been just a dog's breakfast here. We have played some good games. I just see it a little bit inconsistent now as we go through, and I just want us to finish as best we can and as strong as we can.
I know you don't want to talk about the opposing team, but I've got to ask you this, because you spend a lot of time in this division with teams like Washington, Pittsburgh, the Rangers, obviously. If Philadelphia finds a way to get into the playoffs, are they the type of team that can create some havoc?
Oh, yeah. You look at Philadelphia, you look at Pittsburgh, these two teams, two of the teams are probably playing the best hockey in the league right now. When you're on the cusp, and you know people wrote Philly off that they just allowed themselves to play. They didn't feel any pressure because people had written them off, and now they found their game. I watched them play last night, and they've locked it down too. Where I thought you could get to them offensively sometimes in their end zone, they're playing a really good team concept as far as their defensive zone coverage. And they got secondary scoring last night and their win last night. So they have found a way. And, Bob, we talk about it. When you start feeling good about yourself, you just ride that wave, and that's what they're doing right now.
George, thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.